The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Join the Hyundai revolution.
Welcome back. Anya Lawler here from Marion. We're on the run in now, the final 15 minutes. I'll bring you the results of the competition in a little while. But we're going to talk about planning ahead for Easter now, and particularly planning for ahead for Easter in a kind of outdoorsy kind of way. I know it's not the best day, or at least it wasn't at 11 o'clock, but the forecast for the next couple of days is quite good. And whether we like it or not, it is spring, summer is on its way, and people are thinking of getting out and about. And there has in recent years been an explosion of interest in pilgrimage walks and festivals. It seems everyone's has been to or wants to go to the Camino, or has been off to some fantastic festival or other. But you don't have to go abroad for all of this. You don't have to go abroad for pilgrimage walks or festivals. There's lots to do here at home. The festival's, of course, kicking off in earnest now with Easter approaching. So we want you to dust off your wellies or your walking boots and listen to our next two guests. Mark Graham is the author of A Year of Festivals in Ireland, and you're still standing, Mark. Thank
just
you very
about.
Much
yeah,
indeed.
Just about.
Thank you for joining us. And John O'Dwyer, tell us about these Irish pilgrim paths.
Well, Anya, I suppose most people don't know about the Irish pilgrim paths. They tend to think of Spain. But actually, we have had a network of medieval pilgrim paths right across Ireland. And they have been just as much footfall on those as there was on the European paths, but they have been largely forgotten. And I think I was commissioned to write a book about the pilgrim paths in 2011. When I was walking them, I thought there were so few people on those pilgrim paths. And I thought, what a shame. And one day, as I was doing the beautiful St. Finbar's walk in Cork, which is a two-day walk, the idea perhaps occurred to me that we should have a national pilgrim paths day, and it's going ahead now with the support, which is totally community endeavour across the country. The budget for delivering the whole thing has been €1,500, and it's going ahead next Saturday, appropriately Easter Saturday, April 19th.
And you mentioned Cork. Where else are there pilgrim paths I can follow?
Yes, they're right across the country. In fact, if anybody wants it, there's a piece which outlines everything about it in today's, the magazine section of today's Irish Times. They're in Donegal, they're in Mayo, they're in Galway, Offaly, Wicklow, to north and south Tipperary, Cork and Kerry.
And so you have a website as well people can check out, do you?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a website as well, John, people can check out if they want to follow all that?
Yes, it's pilgrimpath.ie. So we've had a lot of hits on that so far. You go into an icon, and then on that, you can find out the exact details of the particular walk you've gone to, which is closest to you, or some of the walks are offering packages. You can go away for the Easter weekend, stay in a hotel, be dropped out at the start of your walk on both days. So it's a great opportunity to rediscover our part of our heritage, and it's a unifying day, totally non-denominational, built around the theme of thanksgiving for nature and for the fact anyone is able to walk those paths.
Actually, and I'm always struck, I don't know whether you are, Mark, as well, but the number of people who go on these pilgrimage walks who aren't doing
massive.
It for religious reasons. I mean, they may be total atheists, but they still find this an
attractive
thing to do.
They do, and there was one kicked off during the summer that I was lucky enough to attend, part of St. Bridget's Way, where there's a group that have reopened St. Bridget's path through the country. And even besides the religious aspect of it and the pilgrim paths and the heritage of it, walking festivals are absolutely massive at the moment. There's 76 walking festivals happening in Ireland this year, and I'd say there's actually more than that, but the bulk of them happen around this time of year.
Now, we are getting into festival season in earnest, so what does Easter herald for all of this?
There's a lot happening in Easter. I think one of the ones that jumps out at me, especially for families in and around the Dublin area, people who might want to visit Dublin, it's an important year this year. It's the millennial celebrations of the Battle of Clontarf. So what they're doing to celebrate that is they're going to ransack Raheny. They're bringing 500 Vikings down to St. Anne's Park, and they're going to set them loose, and they're going to pillage and sack the place. But I think that the violence is only simulated this time. But they have a couple of bands, and they have stalls around that and fun events for families. So if anybody's pushing a pram around on Easter weekend, I think that
actually,
would be the place to push it.
It does sound like cracking fun. And it was only because we're going to be talking about him on the programme tomorrow, actually, Brian Brew. But most of us know very little about him, and the Battle of Clontarfon. You know, it's all very important history. We wouldn't be here today.
Absolutely. And it's not just centred in Dublin, because they're having something in Ballina as well, which was where his seat was. And they claim that at one stage Ballina was the capital of Ireland. So they'll be celebrating that over Easter weekend as well. That's what they say anyway.
What else? Galway Food Festival?
Galway Food Festival is a big one. And one of the really popular aspects of that is the food village that they have around Spanish Arch. And if the sun shines there for even just a little while, that would be fantastic. They've actually expanded that this year. And I think the weather is an important thing. And you hit on that, that idea that sometimes we need the weather. I think that you need to get out, you know, irrespective of what the weather is doing. I remember I was at, I spent a year going to three festivals every weekend for a year. So I went to 183 festivals in 1 year. And one of them was the Nyer Valley Walking Festival. And most of the day we were in the clouds and it was raining and it was misty for most of the day and everyone had their hoods up. But just for one moment, the sun came out. And
just, it was worth it.
Well, just in one spark, everybody together simultaneously started cheering and clapping. And I was thinking to myself, I bet you the sun never gets that welcome in Barbados. You know, that what's seldom is wonderful. And if you are out in that stuff, when the sun does eventually show his face, it, you know, it does make it all the more worthwhile.
Yeah, because John, there's a bit more penance involved in an Irish pilgrimage walk on account of the weather. You're much more likely to get soaked, aren't you, than you would, you know, toddling around Spain and Portugal.
It's the whole thing is part of the penitential experience. But can I just mention one thing? That Ballina was mentioned there as the capital of Ireland. Well, actually, my parochial, my own town, nearby Cashel, they claimed that they were actually the centre of Ireland.
And that we've started something now.
It is penitential. So if the weather, we are in a win-win situation, I think, with the pilgrim walks. If it's great weather, we say, it's wonderful to be out in God's creation. If it's not, if it's raining and it's terrible, we say, well, it's supposed to be a penitential experience anyway. So it works either way for us.
And I always think, I mean, loads of people go down to Glendalough, you know, on visits and so on. But it's always amazing the number of people who kind of leave their cars in the car park and just do the little toddle around the little bit of the lakes instead of there are some fantastic proper walks there. It's an amazing spot, isn't it?
Yeah, there's going to be a great walk all the way down from the Wicklow Gap. And it's not a difficult walk. Well, it starts a little bit further back. Joining at the Wicklow Gap, it's all the way downhill. It's ideal for family. And it's this idea of sweeping into Glendalough from the hills. I mean, I think there is hugely resonant that arriving in a place like Glendalough by car but on foot. It's the natural way. And of course, walking, I think, is such a huge, attracts people to it. It's the metronomic rhythm. It's the huge simplification of life. It's collegiality. All these people are together. Whatever your background, whatever your wealth, we all have the same thing. You all have to make the objective. So it's great collegiality to the whole thing.
Mark, very quickly, take me through some of the children's festivals that
there's one happening in Tralee in County Kerry. There's one that happens quite a lot in there. Tiernanogue Children's Festival in County Kerry in Tralee. That's one to have a look at if you're down in that area. Also, in and around that area as well, Mallow has this festival called Racing Home for Easter. It's centred around the horse racing festival there, but it's one of the best on-street markets I've seen around the country at any festival, the one that they have down here in Mallow. It's really colourful. They do markets very well in County Cork. One of the things that I do like about the walking festivals is that it balances the music festivals and the excess that I go to at some stage. It's nice to have that yin and yang.
And the exercise that your arm might have had.
I try and avoid it sometimes, but it is good to blow the cobwebs out sometimes, you know, and the walking festivals do that because there's things like the Tramore Ska Festival is a music festival on in the southeast, and the Phase 1 Electronic Arts Festival right up there in Carrick on Shannon, right. And there's loads on. I have about 15 of them up on my website at the moment, theyearoffestivalsinireland.com. They're all listed there.
And you're off to do a book signing for the book A Year of Festivals in
That's
Ireland.
That's right, in Hodges Figgis at 1 o'clock in
straight after
8 minutes.
Program. If anybody wants to go along to that. Now, actually, I have to do the results of the competition. Now, you know who, you have to know.
I know, I'm going to the gig. I have a ticket already.
You have the ticket already.
I have a ticket already.
Okay, our winner, who was, what was it? I mean, because we all know. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure because, you know, sometimes words have two meanings.
Hello. That's Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, everybody shook their head to that, didn't they, at some stage, including Gavin Kieran's from Collin in County Louth. So, Gavin, very much indeed, congratulations to you. And you're off to see Robert Plant, who I think is actually, I nearly prefer his music now, and I think it's gone cool.
He played at Electric Picnic this year and he was fantastic. Now, there was a mate of mine with me who was kind of going, yeah, I don't know, but he was actually brilliant. He was brilliant. And the album he did, Raising Sand, that was fantastic.
Yeah, actually, I sneaked in to watch him when he was rehearsing for the Late Late Show the last time he was here, and he just, I know he still has it. Whatever it is, he still has it. Anyhow, thank you so much, John O'Dwyer and Mark Graham. There's no excuse for everybody not to be getting out and about and having lots of walking, lots of fun. Nobody ever melted in the rain, so don't worry if there is an owl shower or two. Our producer today was Anne Farrell, who's going to be shaking her head at status quo tonight. Research by Elizabeth O'Neill and Elaine Carraher. Our broadcast coordinator, Jarlath Holland. Dave Gibson was in sound. I'm back with you with lots more tomorrow. Join us then. And until then, bye-bye.
The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Hyundai. Everyone's talking about the revolution driven by Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand.